Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Junk Start presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Quick update. Curtis Samuel was not signed by the Kansas City Chiefs. That was just rumor at this point.
Yeah, I misread it.
My bad.
So, just to let people know, that is he's still on the market as of right now. All right, let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. Say hello to Warren Sharp, founder of Sharp Football Analysis, a very busy man these days. What's up, Warren? Thanks for the time, man.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Warren just charted Kirk Cousins' salaries,
yes.
And it is.
I'm very jealous.
I mean, it's just amazing, Warren. What do you make of Kirk's agent, really, who has negotiated for him brilliantly since his rookie contract?
Yeah, it started in D.C., and mm-hmm. the real interesting element was, you know, they decided to bet on themselves with these one-year deals for a little while, taking the franchise tag, and obviously those one-year deals are fully guaranteed. And it's almost as if at that point in time, Kirk's like, you know, I'm not playing anymore for anything that's not fully guaranteed. And so when they went to Minnesota, they just started demanding these fully guaranteed deals. And it's been working out unlike anything else that we've seen out there. And, you know, obviously we've seen the dark side of free agency sometimes where, you know, we saw it last night, a couple of running backs. We're getting cut from their teams after taking team-friendly deals. And, you know, the start of free agency already occurred. Eight starting running backs were already scooped up by other teams. And all of a sudden, you know, we've got guys like Joe Mixon or Aaron Jones being dumped on the open market late. We've seen that side of free agency. So you never want to hate on anybody that's going out and doing theirs and getting their money. But, you know, for Kirk Cousins in his entire career, just looking back on it, to have – one playoff win in 12 years, but he has made $411 million if he plays through the duration of this contract, of which $329 million was fully guaranteed on the date of signing that deal, of inking his name at the bottom, and to produce only one playoff win. I mean, he's definitely one of the best, if not the single best bag getter in the history of the NFL, but great for him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But Warren, how different is that Atlanta offense going to look with Kirk as the trigger man? I mean, really nice pieces around him there with Pitts at tight end, London, you know, just an alpha number one wide out.
Bijan.
And Bijan, who was, you know, I think most people thought, underutilized in his rookie campaign.
Yeah, I definitely think that the Atlanta Falcons offense is going to look substantially different and substantially more competent. That being said, I mean, I do feel a little bit for some of these coaches that have to put up with some of the players because, like, you know, Kirk Cousins is night and day different as compared to what we saw from the years of Taylor Heinicke and Marcus Mariota, not to mention Desmond Ridder. And, you know, for several years, knowing some people inside that building, like their goal, once they got rid of Matt Ryan down in Atlanta, their goal was, let's try to be now one of those teams. Let's take the other route to team building. We aren't going to spend a lot on a quarterback, but that's going to allow us to spend elsewhere on this roster. And so they had some draft capital and they had some ability in free agency, especially last year, to go out and spend a little bit more money on some guys on defense to improve their defense and some other players on the roster, build up their offensive line a little bit so that they could feel more competitive despite having a cheap and like below average quality quarterback. The issue was the caliber of quarterback play was simply unsustainable. Like there was no coach there that was going to be able to get anything out of that team because the quarterback, whether it was Marcus Mariota or Desmond Ridder or Taylor Heinicke, just holding them back at every turn that they made. And so bringing in Kirk Cousins, he's going to be just a breath of fresh air for their new staff. And I think he's going to really elevate that floor massively. He was the number two most accurate quarterback over the last 2 years. Desmond Ridder was bottom 10 in like everything from accuracy to efficiency to completion rate. And the biggest thing here is that is what I call game killing plays, sacks, fumbles lost, and interceptions thrown. And Desmond Ridder in 13 starts, he had 45 of them. And when he was creating fewer than four game-killing plays a game, the Falcons were 5-2 last year. The problem is he did that six times in his 13 starts, and the Falcons went 1-5 in those games. I just think Kirk Cousins is going to be a much, much higher floor. The question really becomes, what's the ceiling? I mean, the NFC South, it was the worst division in football last season. It's a bad division, and he's definitely going to make the Falcons quite competitive. They were quite competitive last year. They were just losing a lot of these close one-score games. But can he actually win these playoff games? You know, can he take this team on a little bit of a run? That's what this team has been missing since, what, like 2016, 2017? They really haven't had much success at all since Kyle Shanahan left town. They really need Kirk to actually do something in the playoffs.
Absolutely. A lot of pressure on him to do well with that money. I don't know how you feel about the Saquon deal. I think it's a great deal on both sides. Obviously, with Quan making almost $40 million, could be more if he hits his numbers. But, you know, he had a banged-up Daniel Jones and a Tommy DeVito for a month at quarterback. Terrible offensive line. No outside threats last year. Still had 1,200 scrimmage yards and 10 touchdowns in 14 games. Now he's going to be behind a great offensive line, two legit threats on the outside, a good tight end, a better quarterback. You know, I think he could have a bomb year if they use him right and he stays healthy, just because, you know, you can't, as a defense, you can't just focus on Barkley in Philadelphia like you could in New York.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not going to see the level of stacked boxes the Eagles like to. Back in the day, the Eagles liked to use a lot of two tight end sets. They don't really do that anymore with Goddard and the extra receiver that they have out on the field, especially after AJ Brown. So they're going to be spreading it out a little bit more. And, you know, there's no doubt that Saquon Barkley is no longer going to be the number one threat. You know, I always like to approach the thought process of these matchups is you're game planning to stop this other team. What is your focus? Well, obviously with bad quarterback situations, your number one focus was stop Saquon Barkley, figure out a way to eliminate him from this football game as best as possible. That's not really going to be your number one focus any longer with the talent that Philadelphia has elsewhere on this field. When the year that they went to the Super Bowl, they actually were, even though they were a very good and efficient run offense, they came out the gates passing the football a lot. Last year, they still passed the football at a high rate. Why were they doing that? Well, because the games were a lot closer because they weren't blowing teams out in the first half like they had the year before in 2022 when they went to the Super Bowl. So this is still one of the most pass-heavy offenses in the NFL. But now Saquon Barkley, when they do hand the football off, he just brings a much higher ceiling. And I think a lot of flexibility out of the backfield. They were not throwing the ball to their running backs nearly as much as they had before. And then to your point, you know, what will Saquon Barkley produce when he does have the ball in his hands? He's going to be substantially better because the numbers that the New York Giants offensive line were producing in terms of holes opening, in terms of the strength at the point of attack, in terms of yards before first contact that they were able to generate for their running backs, they were all one of the worst in the league. I mean, bottom five for most years that he was there. Meanwhile, Philadelphia Eagles, top five, top two over the last several years in, you know, whether you're looking at ESPN's run block win rate, whether you're looking at PFF stats, whether you're looking at just general efficiency numbers in terms of what was produced. This offensive line is one of the best in the NFL. Obviously, they have to replace their starting center in Jason Kelce, but definitely night and day different for Saquon Barkley here.
Talking to Warren Sharp, founder of Sharp Football Analysis. Go to sharpfootballanalysis.com to check out his work. Before we get to the Commanders, and we want to get your take on what they did yesterday in free agency, I wanted you to fill us in on your thoughts on Baker Mayfield. I know you wrote about it. One of the things that I know I got out of what you wrote was, had they not made the playoffs, you don't think the Buccaneers sign him. But what is Baker Mayfield when you look at the analytics and everything?
I mean, Baker Mayfield is still a below-average quarterback. He was very fortunate in many ways last season. The things that once we get to, you know, June, July, I will be able to come back on here and talk to you guys about my expectations for the Washington Commanders. And I wait that long because I'm researching all offseason to understand the context of what they did last year, you know, how their strengths and their weaknesses. And so one of the things about Baker Mayfield that was really on the nose for me was just the production out of the running back game. And I know this from, you know, betting on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and, you know, betting on Rashard White's longest reception over and his receiving yards over week in and week out. They were just dumping the ball off to him quite frequently. And Baker Mayfield ranked number two in completion rate to running back, number four in EPA per attempt to running back, number six in yards per attempt to running back. But when not targeting running backs, he was below average, 17th to 30th in everything from efficiency to completion rate. So the fact that he got such great production out of the running back pass game, but was really bad when throwing to tight ends and wide receivers, that's pretty telling. Then when you look at third downs, which is not something that really translates year over year, it's not something that's typically sustainable. Baker Mayfield was a top 10 quarterback in almost every single metric that you want to look at in efficiency on third downs. But in his career on third downs, he was nowhere close to as efficient as what he was last year. And then on early downs, he was definitely well below average, which is something that translates more year over year. So, you know, the Bucs, a lot of things went right for them from playing in what I just said, the NFC South was the worst division in football last season, to having a great record against teams that didn't make the playoffs or teams that finished with a losing record, but really struggling to win any game at all. They went 1-5 versus playoff teams last year that they played during the regular season. They played a lot of rookie quarterbacks. They just had a lot of things go their way. They had the tiebreaker over the Saints to go 9-8 and to make it into the playoffs. If all the chips don't fall the way that they do for him, then he's not making the playoffs. He's not getting $100 million deal. But again, like I said at the top, it's a nasty business, the NFL. Kudos to Baker. How do you not feel good for him? This is his first, you know, actual deal after his rookie deal that didn't go quite as well for him in Cleveland. But I just do not see him being like the saving grace for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or a long-term answer as like a plus EV player offensively.
Warren, what was the most savvy move you saw overall yesterday, and what move did you like most from Adam Peters here with Washington?
One of the things I liked most, I'll start there with you guys, was simply I'm a big believer in building with the offensive line. I think if you don't have, especially a young quarterback, which we're expecting Washington to bring in here in the draft, you need that offensive line. It's one of the most important things that you can have there. And especially, I think it gets very underrated under the center quarterback relationship, because that center is going to be setting the protections. He's going to be helping that young, inexperienced quarterback figure out the protections. And so I think bringing in a veteran who has had some good seasons, I mean, he's not the best center in the league, but he's definitely an upgrade over what you guys have had. And then you bring in Nick Allegretti, who is, you know, he's primarily a left guard, but he played a little bit at center, so he could fill in last year. He's also played at right guard before. He's an interior offensive lineman. And I think those two moves, without having to spend a lot of money just to bring in some players, obviously Dan Quinn quite familiar with the center that you brought in, I think those moves are definitely plus EV for you guys. I also don't mind the fact at all that, you know, you let Antonio Gibson walk to the Patriots and you filled his role with Austin Ekeler. There are a lot of positives about Austin Ekeler, even though he didn't have a good season last year. Everything tends to be connected and controlled by, like, your quarterback play. And so we know what happened with the L.A. Chargers last season. We also know that Austin Ekeler suffered a major ankle injury the first week of the season last year. That was a game where he had 161 yards on 20 touches, and then he misses the next 3 weeks and never quite got back up to 100%. In fact, to the point where, you know, when he was coming back, we were constantly betting his longest rushing attempt under, just because we knew he wasn't playing at 100% and he wasn't playing with a plus EV offense. But, you know, there are some downsides, too, to Ekeler. The prior year, he really was not having many games where he was productive on the ground in terms of he rushed for fewer than 50 yards, even in 2022, for 11 of 17 games were under 50 yards. So he has not been as productive as we would have liked to see, but now he's in this unique situation where he does not have to be the go-to guy that always is taking every single carry, right? Like, he was spelled only when he was at a point of exhaustion on the football field, or they needed to preserve him to last the rest of the game. Were they rotating him out in prior years in LA with the Chargers? Now he has another back in terms of Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson could be that short yardage guy because Ekeler didn't have a lot of success there last season. Robinson could be potentially the goal line back because Austin Ekeler likewise did not have a lot of success there. But I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities here for him to sprinkle in, particularly in the receiving game. And you do wonder, depending upon the quarterback that you end up drafting, how many times he'll actually target that running back, because sometimes the more mobile quarterbacks don't target the running back nearly as much. And so think about Justin Herbert. Yeah, he has mobility, but he's primarily a pocket passer. He's moving in the pocket to throw the football. Whereas, you know, the Jaden Daniels, he's going to take off to run the football a lot more. So you may not see the high volume in receptions from Austin Ekeler, even though that was a specialty, something he was delivering to the Chargers week in and week out, because of the quarterback play from a younger, inexperienced quarterback and just the style of offense that they have there. In terms of a signing that I really liked yesterday, I will go with Lloyd Cushenberry for the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans, this is another one of those situations where we talked about Kirk Cousins coming in. It's just night and day difference in terms of what he's going to give them at the quarterback position versus what the Falcons have had the prior couple of years. Cushenberry for the Tennessee Titans, just night and day different in terms of pass blocking. And like I said, when you talk about a young, inexperienced quarterback, Will Levis is the starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. You need a good center. You need a center who's going to be able to help anchor that offensive line. What was the thing that even got to guys like Tom Brady and Drew Brees is that pressure up the middle. And so you cannot have the pressure up the middle. Titans last year, one of the worst teams in the NFL at allowing it. Cushenberry was one of the best in Denver last year at protecting up the middle and also setting the protection. And I think those two things are going to make a bigger difference for the Titans compared to what they had last year than some people think. So that's sort of like a under the radar. Nobody really wants to talk about centers that much, but Cushenberry was one that stood out to
me. Last question, man. Speaking of Tennessee, former Titans RB Derrick Henry, even in a down year last year, had 1,200 yards rushing and 12 touchdowns. They actually threw a couple touchdowns too. I think Dallas makes sense. I think Houston makes sense. What are you thinking here?
I don't know. I think Baltimore makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah, Baltimore,
well,
definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one where they lose Gus Edwards. He's kind of like that dependable banger down at the goal line. Baltimore has a few younger backs that are a little bit more explosive. there were some of these explosive backs last year. I don't know if you play fantasy, picked up these guys late in the year or betting on some of the games, but like whether you're looking at like Chase Brown in Cincinnati or I forget the guy's name in Baltimore who was there for a few weeks.
Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mitchell, thank you for that. He was explosive as hell, but then he got injured. So I'm hoping he comes back and is healthy, but you need that power back there in that offense a little bit, and I think Henry makes a lot of sense. One thing's for sure, you know, nobody's going to be breaking the bank to get Derrick Henry in now. Like, most of these backs have already signed for big dollars. I think Derrick Henry's going to be coming in on a relatively team-friendly deal to try to prove it somewhere else. He's not going to be used nearly as much as he was in Tennessee, so I think he's going to stay fresher later into the season. But I mean, he's a genetic freak, so I'm excited to see what he performs, how he performs, even though he's getting a little bit older. But those couple of teams you made sense, as do the Baltimore Ravens.
Warren, thanks so much, man. We know you're super busy at this time. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
That's Warren Sharp at Sharp Football on Twitter. SharpFootballAnalysis.com is where you find him online.
He likes Eckler like you and I like Eckler.
He also said he's not the lead back.
And I probably agree with that.
That's probably going to be the case, but we'll see how things play out.
We'll see how it does.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. We'll do that next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And breaking news on The Fan is brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. The first move of today for the Commanders, they're signing former first-round pick Cleveland Farrell. He was a first-round pick in 2019. Last year, he was with the San Francisco 49ers. He's played 5 seasons and will be 27 when the season starts. Again, the Commanders are signing Cleveland Farrell. I'm Toby Altizer with your breaking news on The Fan.
Thank you, Toby, for that update. That was just reported by a friend of the show, Diana Russini of The Athletic, that Cleveland Farrell expected to sign with the Commanders, the number 4 overall pick by the Raiders back in 2019.
Been an underachiever because he was a very high pick coming out of Clemson.
Yep.
He had a bomb career at Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been underwhelming as a pro. He's more of a depth guy for the Niners last year.
Yep.
But
I would expect that,
and that's a connection.
A low-budget
another
signing.
Guy.
Another connection. Right? Yeah. Adam Peters, he knew him, right? Right.
I said it before. It feels very much like Rivera.
He's bringing him in.
Like, well, hold on. It's okay. You guys are going to hire guys they know.
That is true.
I mean, I know, but I'm just saying we criticized Rivera doing this.
The criticism,
it's the exact same.
No, the difference is this is more spread out. You got some guys from, hold on, you got guys from San Francisco. You got
Rivera
guys from Dallas.
Signed other guys?
No, but Rivera signed like 20 guys from Carolina.
That's such a terrible organization. That's so false.
That's a difference.
False. Give me the 20. Give me 4?
I can't do it off the top of my head.
Heineke, Sly, Kyle Allen,
Samuel,
Curtis Samuel. Some of those guys came in later.
Trey Turner.
I'm not saying all of day
it's
one.
It's not one or two.
I'm saying over his tenure.
It just seems incestual. That's all.
Similar.
It would be similar if he signs 20 Niners.
He didn't sign 20 Panthers.
Look, Cleveland Farrell.
It's called exaggeration.
I know. Here's what it is. We didn't like Ron Rivera. They ended up losing, so we bashed him for that.
The Panthers were terrible. The criticism was, why are you signing all these guys from a terrible team? Everyone understands that guys sign guys that they know. That's not a surprise. It's, why are you signing guys from a horrible team? That was the criticism, in my opinion.
It's a very similar tactic. I have no problem if the guys are good. Farrell's a guy I remember on draft day.
Farrell.
The most of the draft experts were like, holy crap, so why is he going so high? There was a Gruden guy, right? Did Gruden draft him?
No, well, yeah, Mayock
well,
and Gruden.
Well, it was Mayock.
Yeah, Mayock and Gruden drafted him.
Brain trust.
And you look at his career.
Mayock.
He doesn't
his
have
career
sacks.
High was 4.5 sacks.
He doesn't have any sacks, but he is available. He's played 75 games.
Yeah, he's a depth guy. He's a rotation.
He's going to be a low-cost budget signing
him.
For them.
We got nobody.
I agree. Needed ends.
Yeah.
Needed edge guys.
All right, so that is your latest
Commander's
news.
I can see him
news.
Just being a backup to
He's from Richmond.
I'm
sure there's people around here that must know him.
Yeah,
he went, listen.
Local dude.
Benedictine High School.
All right, we're going to get into the EP shortly. Just need to let the listeners know, coming up at 9:45, we will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Wizards take on the Rockets at Capital One Arena.
Nice.
We also have a pair of tickets for Pick Your Show at Wolf Trap. Just look at the whole schedule. Pick your favorite show at Wolf Trap. You're going if you win. We're going to play Where's That NFL Free Agent.
Nice. Go to the Rockets game if you're a big Alperen Sengun fan.
That too.
Didn't
he
just get hurt? I think he just got hurt.
Yes. I think so. He's actually really, really good. He's Jokic-like.
Okay.
Light.
So you can watch him probably sit in street clothes if he's banged up.
All right, we doing the EP?
EP, yes.
I can't do it if I don't hear the music, Valdez. I can't do it. The entertainment page is driven to you by BMW Fairfax. Electric vehicles are all the rage. Just ask Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy, Mike Walker, is doubling down by doubling your EV credit. If the rebate's $7,500, he's going to give you what, Cakes?
15,000 clams.
If it's $9,900, what's he going to do?
20,000 bucks.
Going to round it up. Just hit up my guy, Mike Walker. He's a superstar. Check him out at BMW of Fairfax.
EBMW of Fairfax.
Thank you. I like that, Kate.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I don't know what's going on with the royal family and this Kate Middleton thing. They're being very, very weird.
Nor do we care.
Well,
I don't care. I don't care that she digitally altered her photo after her abdominal surgery.
Don't you find the mystery of it all fascinating?
I do. No.
I would care if like she was dead.
Now, right, give me the background because I really don't know anything
right, so
about
she
it.
She had like an abdominal surgery, a mystery abdominal surgery 3 months ago or so.
Because
nobody knows. Right. They didn't say anything.
Was she sick? No one knows.
They said it was scheduled, but they gave no details.
So it could have been a tummy tuck?
Could have been.
Gave her some extra abs.
Yeah, but that doesn't put you out of business for like two months. Like nobody's seen her.
Not to mention when she had her kid, like they trotted her out there for like post baby picks and everything.
Like,
so.
24 hours
later. The very next day, she was doing press.
So this has been like months.
Oh.
And then they finally put out a pic, and then they immediately realized it's doctored a million places. The kid's hand doesn't look right. She looks great, but then they're like, wait, this isn't even a real photo. It's fake. It's doctored. And then they have to rescind it.
This is the one that's married to the CK lookalike?
Yes. Correct.
And then
his doppelganger.
People literally are wondering if she's dead. Now, they allegedly photographed her yesterday in a limo.
Body double.
Where she was like looking away, but you can't really see her.
Didn't really look like her.
So it could be like a lookalike. It could be her. Just everything's weird. Why are they doctoring photos? Why are they hiding her? What's going on?
Again, let me stress.
And look how interested he is. I think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
I saw the story on the news last night, and I literally stared at the screen and didn't hear one word.
Your
brain is glazing
over. Yeah,
because
I don't care. People doctor photos all the time.
Yeah.
What's interesting is this woman hasn't been seen in months.
The mystery behind
it. And then, like, what's going on? That it was weird when they said abdominal surgery and wouldn't give any details. Like, if it's just a tummy tuck, just say she had a tummy tuck.
Yeah, it could have been.
But if it's a big giant tumor, just say,
maybe she had cancer.
Drav and I are too consumed with MH370 and what happened to the Malaysian Airlines flight. I don't have bandwidth to worry about Kate Middleton.
Is there an update on that?
No, there's no update. It's a giant mystery, JP, and Drav and I are consumed by it.
My focus is on Kate Middleton.
Oh,
I'm actually consumed with this, much like the rest of the world. I'd hate for them to get divorced, even though the royal family gets divorced.
Oh, is that what you think it is? It's a divorce
issue.
That's
the new rumor, is that it's a divorce.
They're just getting divorced.
That there's two different sides. maybe two different PR sides of it, trying to spin it different ways.
I don't think you can say that.
Can't?
No.
Come on, you guys.
Charles is notorious.
I mean, he is the world's worst king. I mean, he's a king. Really?
There's rumors that she got a Brazilian butt lift. There's rumors.
Nice.
There's rumors that she had to donate one of her kidneys to one of the members of the royal family.
You know what I'm going to play?
My kidney and my... I know.
Everyone's just speculating.
Yeah, I just want to know what the story is.
Everything I am, you owe me with my liver and my kidneys.
I didn't know Kate Middleton sounded like that. I didn't know that was her voice.
Really a worse king than King Philippe Cakes?
I don't even know who's King Philippe. I don't know who that is.
He's irrelevant. But as far as, well, is he only king of our lifetime or in recent 20 years?
He's the only
years?
King I've known. It's always been queens.
Yeah.
Since we've been alive.
No. King Rice. Forgetting about King Rice.
Silly, he had a silly high top
you
fade.
You sleep on
Carolina.
Kong.
King Kong. King Kong greater than King Charles. And it's not even close. Are you kidding?
Daryl Strawberry had a heart attack.
Ooh.
Yesterday.
Ooh.
Apparently. Yep. But medics were able to save his life. The three-time World Series champ. Man, he won three
Is
World
he
64?
Series.
62.
62.
He's not that much older than us.
They said the docs gave him a stent, and he says it brought his heart to total restoration.
Oof.
So he's feeling pretty confident just a day later.
Where did his son last play
Today is actually
basketball.
His birthday.
DJ Strawberry last played basketball
somewhere in Europe.
Saudi Arabia.
Very close. Looks like he played in the Egyptian Basketball Super League.
Hmm. Is he still playing? Is he still currently playing?
That was as of January 2022.
What team did he play for?
Zamalek SC.
Never heard of him.
Well, did you know teams that play in Giza?
The only Egyptian basketball player I've ever known is Ala Abdelnaby from Duke from 100 years ago. That's all I got. It's just my whole Egyptian hoopster file.
But, man, he grinded since 2007, where he did play for the Phoenix Suns.
Man, he's
all the way to
2022. 40. It's almost 40.
Good for him.
How many years did he play in the NBA?
Looks
probably
like
not
just
a
one.
Lot. Like one
just
or one two. Year. Yeah, barely. I have no file. I know the cranberries. I didn't know the raspberries. Did you know
raspberry is greater than a cranberry. I can tell you that.
I agree with that.
Okay. I've heard of the raspberries. Couldn't tell you a song by them.
Eric Carmen, the Raspberries frontman.
Yep.
And I guess one of his famous songs, he had a solo success with the song All By Myself and Hungry Eyes.
Oh, that's Dancing That's it. Oh,
which one is
dancing. Dirty Dancing?
Hungry Eyes.
Hungry Eyes?
Yeah, I heard it many times.
Like, how many times did you go to that movie?
What
probably
about Go All
seven
the
or
Way?
Eight times. This song's a smash old one. It's but depressing, but it's a smash. You know what? That guy's a great songwriter.
He died in his sleep.
What was the other one? The Dirty Dancing one?
Hungry Eyes.
Hungry Eyes, Rick.
But had you ever heard of Raspberry? The Raspberries broke up in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've heard of them. I couldn't name one song by them.
This,
I mean, you definitely heard this song.
This song.
Oh, yeah.
This was a good song.
This is good. He's good.
Tell you, the guy's a talented songwriter, or was a talented songwriter. Fantasizes. Looks at her, fantasizes.
Cakes be making out during this back in the day.
Yes.
Cakes is doing dirty things to that Dune popcorn to this.
Hey,
it's the second base.
Hey, was she reciprocating?
Or were you it was the, more of a one-way street.
You were just the giver.
Well, she was horned up with Patrick Swayze and company. I was just
Hey, Cakes is saying. Cakes is horny eyes.
Right, but horny were you eyes. The giver or the receiver?
Oh, I was the giver.
You didn't receive anything? You didn't give? You didn't receive anything?
Not in the movie theater, I didn't.
Yeah.
So hard to think about. It's just so dumb.
What year did that come out?
1988 or 89.
Wow.
Would you do
Eric Carmen?
How much today for you to do what you did in the 30s?
With my wife?
I just don't think I could. Just,
I mean, what? How horrified would Amy be?
If she'd be horrified
if you accosted her like that.
She might call the police. She might have the police storm the building and have me taken out of the movie theater. All right, you can call now at 800-636-1067. You can line up to play Where's That NFL Free Agent? 800-636-1067. We will do that next. It's your pal Cakes here with the perfect play. Look, with Thompson Creek Windows, your home remains sealed against leaks and keeps those outrageous utility bills in check where they belong. They've made the windows in their own local factory for over 40 years. Thompson Creek outworks the competition from design to construction and to installation. This play is a no-brainer. Save money, save time, save 25% now during Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. Call Thompson Creek today at 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com to take advantage of their biggest sale of the year. You can go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vote on the Junkies poll of the day shortly on Twitter. It's presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. JP's putting it up as we speak. Go make your voice heard about the Austin Eckler signing by the Washington Commanders. That will be the theme of the poll. All right, we told you you could win some really cool prizes, and now is the time for that. We're going to play Where's That NFL Free Agent? It's a very simple game. Just tell us where this person is going to sign. They can't sign until, I believe, Wednesday, but where they're rumored to land as the legal tampering period begins.
They can't sign until they can sign tomorrow?
I believe they can start officially signing tomorrow.
Okay.
Like, you can agree to deals now.
Right.
And then you can put the ink to the paper, I believe, starting on Wednesday.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's go to the phones. Who's up first?
Let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Brian. Where is Josh Jacobs, the running back from the Raiders, landing?
Green Bay.
He is landing in Green Bay. You win. You win two tickets to see the Washington Wizards on Tuesday, March 19th at Capital One Arena as they take on the Houston Rockets. It's MS Awareness Night presented by MedStar Health, and the team will be highlighting MedStar Health medical professionals, the effects of MS, and how to support those fighting the disease. For tickets and the complete Wizards schedule, go to thefandc.com. Congrats and enjoy the game. So now our next winner is going to pick their show at Wolf Trap.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Pat. We're just going in order here. Pat.
Oh. Did you just hang up on Pat?
Oh, no, I hung up on the other guy. Sorry.
All good. Let's move on to the next.
Pat.
Hello.
Hey.
Pat. Hey, how you doing?
Pat, what's up? Where did Commander's backup quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, where is he going to land in free agency?
New England Patriots.
He is going to be New England Patriots.
That, two for that, two.
See how easy this game is? You've won two tickets to pick a show of your choice of the 2024 Wolf Trap summer season. Coming up this summer at Wolf Trap, Robert Plant and Allison Krauss, James Taylor, I believe he's doing three nights at Wolf Trap, Boys to Men with Bell Biv DeVoe, John Legend, Ghostbusters in concert featuring the National Symphony Orchestra, and more. For tickets and the complete Wolf Trap sked, go to thefandc.com. See, I told you, it's an easy game.
Robert Plant coming to Wolf Trap this summer.
That would be fantastic.
Did you mention John Legend? Was he one of
yes,
the names?
Yes, John Legend. I believe also reason, doing multiple nights at Wolf Trap.
You know, I like the voice. I like it while they do the turn your chair around bit.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I haven't watched any of the season.
Okay.
Stumbled onto it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Had no idea Dan and Shay were like group judge. Like, I had no idea.
Dan and Shay, who did Tequila, is that their bit? Their big smash?
I think
smash?
They have a bunch of them, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're on the
so board. You can't even name the judges now. It's John Legend.
Okay.
Dan and Shay are one judge.
So they have to be together.
Yeah, they have two chairs
it's
together.
It's like Hall & Oates. Yeah, they have to be together. Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
And then Reba.
Okay.
And then Chance the Rapper, who I don't think he's had a hit in a decade.
So Adam Levine finally bolted from...
Oh, he bolted five years ago.
I'm not keeping up with it.
Reba McEntire and Chance the Rapper?
John Legend and then Dan and Shay. I still get sized when they turn the chair around. I don't know why.
I mean, if I were Adam Levine, I'd probably still be doing it. Still probably the show.
There's video of Adam Levine
stroking
J's. Left-handed threes.
I thought you were saying stroking something else.
No. He's a baller.
Yeah.
Like, it's stunning.
Really?
Yeah. Adam Levine shooting threes at like an LA Fitness or something.
See, I don't like that.
He's too good looking. I know.
He's good at everything. Too artistically inclined.
Adam Levine's good at everything.
He's like a great guitarist too. Not only is he a great frontman, he's a great guitarist.
Yeah.
Like he can play hoops.
He's an elite guitarist.
He's handsome.
Yes. You
know, he needs some adversity in his life.
No, there's video of him draining threes.
And I don't mean serious adversity, just something.
Something.
Do you
something.
See it?
He's probably had something going on in his life that was negative.
Well, he was hollering at chicks on like Instagram and he got busted. Remember, he got embarrassed.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I remember that happened when his wife was like pregnant.
Right.
That wasn't great.
Yes. I just see one video. Yeah. He's got a left-handed jumper.
And he's just hitting three after three. If it's the same video I saw.
I think it's the same one.
I looked at that and I went, gosh darn it. And I think he's gotten better at golf, too, after he got the lessons from Hank Haney.
You know how good payphone is?
It's so good.
I know it's an outdated concept.
So many hits.
Payphone is just, that's a 20 out of 10.
I don't know if he's hitting.
Song's so good.
It almost looks like it's a loop of just one jumper. But, you know, good for him. Hey, just to give you the poll of the day, because Kay said that I was working on it. We have to get our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day up. You can vote at Junks Radio. It's specifically, what did you make of the Austin Eckler edition? Love it, like it, skeptical, or don't like it?
Is there another option that he's a borderline Hall of Famer?
I didn't put that in.
You didn't put that? You didn't squeeze
anybody
that
vote
in?
On
and
it
we
yet?
Don't pay. Yeah, it's over 100 votes. What do you think leads the way? Love it, like it, skeptical, don't like it.
Like it's probably.
Like it, 64%. 21% love it. 10% skeptical. Only 5% don't like it.
Yeah.
Get your votes.
They were the Gibby fans, 5%.
I mean, why wouldn't you like getting a stud running back on the cheap like Austin Eckler?
Because they feel like Bickle, and they look at last year's stats and say he hit the wall, and he's hurt. He can't put up the numbers he did two years ago.
I think he can recover.
Hey, is Kirk Cousins going to ultimately become a billionaire? Like, if he's a wise investor, and he's making basically $500 million in his career.
He's not going to gross all that money.
I mean,
but
taxes.
I mean, take half of whatever he's earned away. Say he's earned $200 million.
It depends. Roughly. I mean, if he, how aggressive he is with his money. I mean, he could just sit on it. I mean, he literally doesn't have to invest it. He could just
sit on, put it in savings account, making 5%.
It's not about for him.
I mean,
it's
he doesn't have to do anything.
He is in the wealth preservation category. He's not in accumulation. Now, he's already accumulated.
LeBron could be the same way, but a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to own teams and stuff, yeah, he might. He could.
But
sure.
Chances are, he probably.
I think LeBron's already a billionaire, right? I think Tiger is close to a billionaire. I mean, there are athletes.
Yeah.
That'll get there. I mean, I mean, Jordan, Steph Curry, he could maybe eventually be a billionaire.
I would think all these young guys are hitting max contracts in the NBA.
Enjoy the weather today. It's going to be 68 degrees.
Ooh, very nice.
Sunny. And you're going to go play golf. I'm going to go watch the A-10 tournament and the ACC tournament.
You have fun doing it.
Have fun inside 70-degree weather.
I'd rather swing the golf club, but I can't right now.
All right, we got to get out of here. We are done for the day. Keep it tuned here on The Fan for the latest free agency news. B. Mitch Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.